Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea. Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
we're recording.
Okay, so hang on a minute. Oh God. Oh!
What's going on?
Sorry, man.
Everything all right, John?
It's fine. Absolutely.
Fine. Your levels are peaking massively.
Sorry, is that better if I back off a little bit? Is that?
Sorry. It was just very loud, John, and I don't know. I don't want you to blow out some kind of clag out speakers.
I get excited. It's a big show tonight, Reese, as you know.
In case anyone realizes, I'm not Mike.
No. So let's give a little rundown. This is Reese, everybody. He's 17, work experience lad.
17. Just I won a contest to be on the show.
he's doing a BTEC in media production in Cross Keys College. And he's very excited to be here because he contacted us asking about work experience. Obviously, you know, he wanted to go to the top and he came to us. And we've allowed Reese in today. You've taken on the duties, Reese, of the production manager, really, here. You're producing the show.
Yeah.
You've got it all covered. You know, you're 17, barely a pube on your body. But you're very excited to be here. What did your teachers say when you told them you got work experience with the demon seed?
They just said, just make sure you're not alone in a room with anyone.
Yeah, which just is fun. Because... Obviously, your course is in Cross Keys in Risca, but you actually
former mining college of Cross Keys.
It is
a bit of a commute, especially on a Glyn Williams bus.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a while to get there every day, but he's a great lad. He makes it in for 9 o'clock every day, and you know, me and Mike had a word with his form tutor, and he said he's willing to work, he's willing to give it a go. And we were both so excited. Mike hasn't turned up tonight to do the fucking record.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine that I'm here now. It does not cost you anything, and we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. And of course, well, Mike has broken his spine, sadly, in a BMX accident before.
Yeah.
before he got here tonight. Hang on, my phone's ringing.
You broke his spine. Is your phone ringing now?
Hang on. Hello, Mike? Oh, yeah, John. It's Mike here from Cardiff. I'm just ringing up. I'm fucking unfortunately broken my fucking spine, ain't I? I've got to apologise to all the Demon Sea listeners, inclusive of the rotten bastards who will fucking pay for it, and the people who will get it for free. For I gotta say, I've broken my spine. I went up Gibraltar on my fucking BMX, Dirt Burner 2, Iron Horse. Very popular brand of fucking BMX. I was trying a wheelie, and of course the saddle came off, resulting in just a metal pole, which went up me, causing such intense pain, I drove out into the main part of the road and got fucking hit by a car. So sadly, I'm not here this week, lads, but this is Mikey Bubbins, MB Games, as I call myself, signing out until next week. So good luck to you, Reese, you fucking young work experience lad. You.
Thanks, mate.
No problem, Reese. I fucking love you. I've seen you all the other parts you've done in the fucking school and the college. You've got all A's and B's. So hopefully this work experience will really fucking sort you out with a fucking proper job, ain't you? Wicked. Hey, as for Eggsy, or John as I call him, good luck with the show, mate. I gotta go. They're putting a fucking new spider in half hour up fucking St. Murdoch's Hospital up by fucking 18th Avenue. So I gotta go. But have a good time, boys. See you later. Ta-da!
That's nice to hear from Mike.
That's Mike. So great.
Bye, Mike.
Great to hear from Mike there. Obviously, he's
broken his spine. I told him, he's a bit ill-fitted to a child's BMX.
Yeah. I mean, he's had that bike for 36 years now. So, you know, it is about time he let it go. But sadly, they said that the dustbin lorry did completely wreck it. So... fingers crossed, Mike's on the mend. And if you want to send any well-meaning wishes, any tweets, anything to help him through this dark time, you know, tweet at Mike, tweet myself, tweet the Demon Seed, and we can get him back on his feet and back in here as soon as possible. So
DM him a dick pic on Twitter.
Yeah, DM. Drop into those DMs, smash and like that subscribe button, and really anything like that, you know. So
draw a face on it, put a little moustache on it.
Any of those things. Cut a couple of pubes off, put them in a Ziploc bag. I'll give you his address, post them over. But great stuff. Yeah. You know, so it's going to be a
get
big
well
show.
Soon pubes. I put a little bag of get well soon pubes, a Welsh tradition.
Yeah, yeah. When I was a very young lad, you see, a lot of my family suffered from herpetigo, which is a terrible affliction of human skin, you see. A very red, raw rash around the neck and mouth area. And of course, my grandfather would, a very generous man, would remove his pubes and post them through a letterboxes of the entire village. And within a month, he'd cured the entire village of herpetigo, which sadly was bald of pubes for the rest of his life. An incredibly shiny bald bag. This is going to be such a good show, Reece.
It's going to be good. Can you do more of shit 1970s British sci-fi Professor and Jill?
We're big fans of that, of course. A lot of people who listen to the podcast may enjoy 1970s horror. They may not. Yeah. They may never have watched it, but I'm always a big fan of 1970s horror. Very, very much so at the moment, actually. I'm heavily into space dramas. And all you need to be in a space drama is you and two mates. If one of you drive in a car, for example, the first one says, for example, Commander, obstacles ahead, increase speed by 3. The next one will then say, increasing speed by 3. The third one then says, speed increased, commence. And then you just do that. But then, for example, you might be in an example where it might be a nice sunny day and you just look out the window. Look, Simon, it's so wonderful, isn't it? Just to think that out there are thousands and thousands of different intelligences that could come down and speak to us and maybe give us the answer to all our problems. Nonsense, Jill. What are you talking about? There's no such thing as aliens. There's nothing like that out there, Jill. It's simply the sun, a mass of gas and air hot enough to keep us alive for the next few centuries until it explodes and kills us all. But David, why did I see that creature at the window last night? That wasn't a creature, Jill. It was my ring piece. But it had one eye. Brown mucus around the edge. Nonsense, Jill. That was just my ring piece. Now go back to bed or do some cooking, for example. You are a woman after all. Very good, Commander.
futuristic sci-fi that gets all the social progression completely wrong.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, you know. So heavily into that.
Yeah, and as you can remember, when we used to make that other show that is not this one.
Yeah, it had a budget and was well made. Guests.
Exactly. Yeah. Had a major broadcaster behind it.
Yes. Then,
you know, but, you know, we're here now and we shouldn't complain.
No.
I used to make you know, TV shows with Rod Gilbert. And now I'm here.
You won awards for some of those TV shows, and now
at least two awards.
What, won any awards for this recently?
Only one that I made up myself.
Yeah, that sort of sums it up, doesn't it? But it's going to be good tonight. Got some incredibly, incredibly good Paranormal as AF content, so we're really going deep with that.
Yeah, tonight. I actually nearly did try and find some paranormal content for this, and then I thought, actually, it's not really on brand.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. You know, I mean, luckily for me, I've got some which I will introduce later on. So don't worry about that. You know.
Oh, cool, great.
That's going to be fine.
I almost found weird sounds, like unexplained sounds, to play as clips.
Wonderful.
And then I realized that I involved effort, and this show is not really an effort show.
Yeah, it's not really going to happen. It's not really going to happen.
Do you know what? The only thing I did do was I downloaded a zombie sound effect. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on. This would be good. This would be good.
Quite quiet.
I can hear it.
That's it.
Well, that's that covered. You know, we're done. We're absolutely done there. That's fantastic. And I'm glad. That's
Do you like zombie sound effects?
Love it. Absolutely love it. I mean,
I've also got this.
That's good. There you go. And then in 1986, Ian discovered a growth just under his anus cheek on the left-hand side. At first, he mistook it for a simple rash, but after several weeks, he noticed pus, blood, and some severe scabbing. It wasn't until 3 weeks later, when he went on holiday to Kalela with family and friends...
I want to see where this is going.
It's very powerful.
There we go, Ian. Oh, stopped
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. Please, if you have a scab on your anus, get it checked. That's what they say at the end of that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Don't be a scab, get yours checked, or something like that.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Oh, this is
scab. Scabs kill 5 in 10 people every year.
Yeah. Every year, 13 people suffer from scabs. Don't be a bastard. Get them checked. Scabs.
Rip.
Remember the last time you ate a scab? Everybody does it.
I can't remember it, but it can't be a good scab ripoff.
I love a good scab. I mean, you've got kids and they run around and they fall over and they get scabs on their knees and stuff.
I don't eat my kids' scab.
Right, okay, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, you've never eaten one of your own kids' scabs?
No.
Fucking, I would report you. I'll report you to the RSPCA in that case.
Just imagine that, rigging up the RSPCA to complain that someone you know doesn't eat their children's scabs.
My wonderful boys, each one of you has been so spectacularly good this week, I have decided to create for you a feast fit for a king. David, bring forth the hot plate. Unleash it! A cavalcade of scabs picked individually from my anus, under my arms, and around my toes and nails for each one of you to feast on. I've dated myself. Quick, Leon, get the cape and some paper. You boys continue with the feast. I need to wash. Help me. Help me. Remembering stuff. Dr. Leg from EastEnders died this week. Sad news in the world of show business. End of days. Oh, that's better. Sorry about that. Just
there we go. That's fine. You do what you need to.
You've got to. You know.
I've actually got some exciting news, John. You might have seen this.
Yeah, go on.
So there's now a fan account run by BA Steptoe.
Yes.
Human Seed Podcast Infiltration, and they seem to be tweeting any reference to any of the things you remember and Mike remembers.
Oh.
And retweeting them, and it's great. It's like they're just doing a bunch of, like, yeah, retweeting and sharing loads of stuff online that may have been mentioned at some point.
I think one of the things we often forget to do is obviously to the people who waste their time on this. You know, we don't thank them enough for it. And I think, you know, maybe today we could just give a few shout outs, you know, starting with that account. You know, thank you.
Yeah, too. Do you want to, maybe you could mention some patrons.
Why not? But this is the one they don't pay for, but we'll let the people who
don't. We're going to rub it in the noses of the people who haven't signed up.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you've got any of the names there, we could let them know, you know, the brave army.
If how about I say their name and then you say, like, I don't know, you give them like one of your My Boys awards, like a gift.
Wonderful. I mean, that's fantastic. Yeah. That sounds good. Okay.
Lee Wolfenden.
My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you has been so spectacularly wonderful in your approach to listening to our podcast that you, Lee Wolfenden, deserve a very special treat. So for you, an imprint of my anus left after wearing a pair of hot tracksuit bottoms on a plastic school chair. No need to ask why I was in a school placing my hot bottom on a chair, but Lee, for you, a photograph of my skid mark. A wonderful man.
I don't think we'll get through them all, but I'll just start. Bobby Robertson,
my wonderful Bobby Robertson. How many fond memories I have of rolling with you in the sand on the Gower Peninsula as young boys. And now, of course, it's all but a distant memory. Hopefully, you will enjoy this podcast enough to continue paying money for this absolute horseshit. Until then, I gift you this bogey on the end of a lollipop stick. I believe it was a funny foot ice cream, but I haven't eaten it in 23 years. You bastard.
Leo Williams,
my wonderful young boy, Leo Williams. It's been so long since I've last saw you, but I assure you, I have not forgotten about you. And as a reward for your great service, I shall gift you, this used tampon I found on the side of a street in Bridgend. Tasty and refreshing. Now get the cape. It's time.
For Tony Mayle?
Tony Mayle, my wonderful Tony Mayle, with your wonderful fingers, your hands, your feet, and your vast collection of pubes stuffed in between your legs and under your arms. Tony, for you, an incredibly wonderful gift, a signed photograph of Stu Francis, presenter of television and comedian extraordinaire. On top of that, I should also like to give you this crust from a beef and onion pie, selected from M&S finest selection. 2 meals for £10. £2 for £10, my young friend. Help me.
That should be enough.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
Wonderful. So that's filled up a bit of time here on the
What's the most disgusting thing that's happened to you this week?
Let's have a think. This week, I'm trying to think of anything really particularly disgusting that's happened to me. We did a gig, actually, in Tunbridge Wells, of all places. And wonderful, wonderful venue, a little place called The Forum. And if you live in or around Tunbridge Wells, I'm sure you know about it. It's been there for probably about 30 years or so now. Great independent music venue, lots of great bands there. I think Gaz Coombs is playing there in the next couple of weeks.
Tunbridge Wells, where they invented the tumble dryer there.
Yeah, at the home of the tumble dryer as well, of course.
Yeah.
And we were doing a gig at the weekend, and one of the members of the band, I won't say any names, but his first name's Lee and his second name is Fashions, proceeded to release an incredible, a horrific stench out of his body. But he did that thing where, you know, when someone farts but they don't admit to it, but they've clearly just done it. He just spent his time doing that. That was horrible, and I had to deal with that for 6 or 7 hours before we could get out of the venue. So nothing too bad this week for me, but that was, you know, pretty bad.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah, go for that again.
I was we had about where we had a lot of snow on the weekend. Yeah. And it's not it's been 4 days and it hasn't melted, it's just piled up on the sides of everywhere.
Yeah.
So my dog, she doesn't like to go to toilet in deep snow. So she's only got like a few little places where she goes.
Yeah.
And I was warming my car up this morning because it was minus 19.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find her. And I walked around the shed and she was just licking frozen shit that she'd done the day before.
Did you film it?
No.
Oh, you bastard.
I got like a shovel and I threw it into the forest. I was like, no, shit, Lolly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I've not seen anything as horrific as that for a while, I must say. But yeah, I'm always willing to experience something extra horrible.
You know. So yeah, that was stomach churningly entertaining, but at the same time, just not a nice image.
No, it's not particularly nice, is it? You know, but you've got to get through these things. You've got to fight it. Keep going. You'll be a stronger man tomorrow. That's all I can really say regarding this. You know,
exactly. Exactly.
It'll be good.
Last winter, we found coyote shit as well. And it's hairy, which is weird.
Oh, what? Actually, sort of hair growing off of it?
It looks like it. I think it's just they eat their own hair.
It wasn't a sort of a light covering of white hairs, was it? You know, sometimes you
it
see...
It was, yeah.
Right. Now... Interesting you should say this, because this Christmas, about 2 weeks before Christmas, a friend of mine found a piece of feces on the street covered in like light white hair.
All right, maybe it was a coyote.
Well, this was in Newport, right? So it could have been it could have been. But the great thing was, he took a photograph of it, sent it to a group of us. We all, you know, had a laugh, had a look at that hairy shit. And then he proceeded to get it pumped up onto a sort of a 1 foot wide, 1 foot high Christmas card with a glossy finish and sent it to my house to me for Christmas. And it's now up in the house permanently as a furry white turtle. I'll try and get a picture of that online for everybody to see. If anyone
has. That.
Yeah, if anyone's witnessed, you know, feces from a coyote covered in wispy white pubes, then please feel free to contact us. It's always good.
And the weird thing about it is, though, like they say, is like full of disease. So
yeah,
I had to throw it into the forest. That's my answer to all my problems.
Yeah, chuck it in the forest.
Throw it in the forest.
Oh, hang on, my phone's going again. Hang on a minute.
Oh,
it's Mike. It's Mike again. Hello, Mike. Hello, boys. It's Mike Earth. I'm just fucking checked. I need to see the show's going all right. I know it drives my spine and riding my bike and all that. I'm up on my feet again now. I'm going to pick about for interchange to look for used condoms, right? Obviously, I can't make it for the show tonight. But if I get any, do you lads need any? Reese, you offer a used condom?
I am 17, so that's all I can afford.
Lovely. I'll have a look. I'll be back. I gotta go now, boys, because my impetigo's playing up. All right, boys. I'll see if I get any of condoms. See you up at Cabalfa. Speak to you later. Ta-da, boys. Ta-da. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ta-da. See you later. See you later. Ta-da. Bye-bye. That's Mike there.
Just checking in.
Yeah, he's back up on his feet now, so that's... That's
that's nice.
That's...
That was good to know that he's back up on his feet and
yeah.
He's almost back to his old self by the sound of it.
Yeah, I mean, once he's found those used connies up the Cabalfa interchange, I'm sure he'll be raring to go for next week's episode. So that's going to be a bit of fun. That's
You'll
all
get
good.
A lot of use out of those.
Yes, yes. So that's pretty cool. Here we go. I've got a good idea for some content. What did you eat earlier on?
I had a ham and cheese sandwich.
Lovely. Toasted or
just butter and just normal room temperature bread.
Brilliant. That's part of the show done.
What about you? What about, I'm going to ask you now.
Go on.
Make this format more exciting. What did you have for lunch?
Well, lunch or Now, this is a tricky one. Like, traditionally, do you call it breakfast, dinner, then tea? Or do you call it breakfast, lunch, dinner? Or how do you gauge it anyway?
I used to say breakfast, lunch, and tea.
Yeah,
okay. But now I'm in Canada, and my kids have turned Canadian. They've turned from being Welsh to being Canadian.
Yeah.
They now say breakfast,
yeah,
lunch, and supper.
Whoa, okay. I would class anything after breakfast as dinner, regardless. So I'll go for dinner. I actually had 4 sausages with some mushrooms and a couple of peppers in a sandwich. Nothing nice. Too elaborate. But again, great content.
It sounds the meal of a serial killer.
Yeah. pretty much. Yeah. What else has been going on? Got to try and fill this up now, haven't we? We've really got to go.
What's the weirdest thing in the room next to you?
Let's have a look here now. I've got a fish tank with 6 small fish. That's quite good.
Are you into fish?
Not so much. I mean, the missus is. I like them, but I don't like the maintenance. So, you know, I'll watch them from a distance. I'll give them some food, but any sort of animal, like, you know, I don't need to look after an animal.
I had a relative who had a fish tank, and the classic thing happened where one of the fish ate the other fish.
So
it's kind of like a literal death match fish tank. Sounds excited.
Yeah. Did you see the results?
Yeah. Of?
The fish being eaten.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant it was like a big game or something last night. No. Okay. I didn't, because they never do when you're watching. That's the thing with fish. They're just like boring, and they'll do all the fun stuff when you're not there.
It fills some content, which is primarily what we're here to do anyway, you know. So
yeah, if you're not making content, you're pretty much dead.
Yeah. I mean, don't forget, if you are listening to this for the first time, click, like, subscribe, really, really get into this, because it's, you know, it needs something behind it. So
yeah, find us on the internet.
Yeah, find us on the internet. Why not? I've got a good idea. Okay, I've got some content here. Yeah. I'm thinking of a number. What's the number?
3,621.
Oh, 7. All right, okay. I'm thinking of a colour. What's the colour?
Brownie beige.
It was brown. It was actually brown. Go on.
Oh, was it?
Get in. Look at that. So that's filled up 20 seconds.
What's your favourite? What is your favourite car?
Good question. A brown Porsche, 1970s one, you know. Brown Porsche. I don't know. Okay, here's a good one for you. When was the last time you put your hands down your trousers and smelt your fingers, knowing full well that no one would ever know about it?
Doing it right now. There's no video running.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, again, filled up a few minutes.
It's the only way to check if you're still alive, if you don't have a pulse.
It's just smell in between your...
Yeah, the doctor will do that. If they can't time your pulse, they'll just see what residue they can get on their fingers.
You know, I've got some terrible residue underneath my fingers. You've got to help me out. I think I stopped breathing. Oh, you horrible bastard. Try to figure yourself just to get the spell and claiming that you were dying. You'll make me fucking sick. Adult, please, Adult. I thought I'd stop breathing. I thought I'd got a dose of the flu, and then suddenly realised I had to smell my fingers on the back of the bus, and all the people looked at me, Adult. I feel so sick and ashamed, Adult. You don't feel sick. You fucking loved it, you horrible fucking plump. You make me sick to the stomach. You fucking freak. I don't look at. It's only fucking cool, Jackass. Tails up now. You fucking... I'm sweating.
I'd argue that this is slightly different shit, but still in the same order.
Yeah, you're right, actually. You're very right. I'm just going to have a sip of drink just to, you know, again, this will fill
me. I mean,
I'm
no Mike Bubbins. That's just a dream I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. Phone's ringing again.
Oh, great.
It's Mike. Hang on. Hello, Mike? Mike, are you... Oh, the girls! It's Mike here. I'm just checking in again. I got down like a bellfoot. I picked up my old bug. Fucking master, there's a fucking dustbin lorry been right over here when it fucking ripped my spine out.
But on a lighter note, this, I found some fucking news connies for you. I got four. And nice. tell the truth, I got a fifth one. But that's in the packet still, but I can dirty that for you if you want. So just let me know, all right, but
thank you.
All right. I got to go now, guys. I got a new thing about for. And I've got to fucking... I've got to get home. It hurts. It's fucking hurting. Oh, I got to get home and take my medicine. See you later, boys. Later, boys. Tidy. Tidy. Ta-da, boys. See you later. Ta-da. Later, boys.
Bye.
That's Mike there just checking in again. He's managed to make it.
He's missing us. He's calling a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know when someone's like... Yeah, they say they can't come out, but they keep... What are you doing now, boys? You up to anything funny, you? I fucking collecting connies up the fucking Gabalfa mind. Fucking awful.
I always remember that me and my wife were shopping in, I think it was Asda in Blackwood.
Yeah.
And an old man came up to us and we were looking at yogurts. And he came up to us and he went, looking at yogurts, is it? And that was... and I was like, yes. I don't know what else you can say.
Look at the yoghurt, see you. I get a fucking yoghurt. Really, I get a fucking one with the fucking crispy bits on the side, mind. Fucking fold them in like with a bit of jam. You see them? Fucking Muller light. I fucking get four of them, right? But then what I used to do was, now you're probably very young for this, right? But we used to have hippopotamus, which wasn't quite a yoghurt. It was a mousse, you see. But the branding was, of course, a hippo. So therefore, they called it hippopotamus, you see. You get chocolate flavour, strawberry, that kind of thing. Anyway, I used to get them. Of course, they phased them out over time. So I eventually got the fucking in the Muller corner with the fucking jam in and the fucking crunchy bits of it. I get them in all the time. And of course, my wife, she loves them. But of course, we can't get them. What I do is I've got a pustule on the back of my neck. I burst that and put it in the yoghurt pot and feed it to her. She haven't noticed in 14 years, mind. Anyway. Look at the yoghurt, see your voice. I do eat myself. Help me. Please. Help me. Help me. Help me. Can't breathe. This is fucking such a shit podcast.
I know. I know.
How much have we given him so far, Reese?
It's about 30 minutes, 40 seconds.
Should we keep going? Do you want to go?
Yeah, we should. I think we should.
Yeah, well, I'm up for it. You know, it's fun.
Great. I mean, I don't imagine that. Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is going to be a classic episode.
I don't think any of them really sort of pass as classic episodes, do they? You know, but. This will definitely, I'd say definitely get this one in the bin. But if you have downloaded it, just put it in the trash and then empty the trash straight away as a way of saving yourself time, really, you know.
Yeah, if you could burn a podcast, then this would be the one to test it out on,
Yeah, completely mash it up and chuck it in the bin. You know, that's always a bit of fun. But let me see what happens. Oh, hang on, my phone.
Freeze it.
Oh, my phone's going again. Hang on a minute. Oh, it's Mike. Shall I answer it?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
Hello?
Are you boys? It's Mike here. I'm coming back from the Gabalfa now at the interchange. I got the connies for this work experience, lad. I got my fucking leg stuck in a cattle grid. I ended up out fucking Caerphilly Way. Any chance you could come round and... give me a strong canoe. It's all right. Broken my spine, riding my iron horse to burn a 2 BMX. Obviously, I was wrecked by the rubbish truck. I come back out to Gala Connie's, where I got my leg stuck in a cattle grid. I just wondered if you could pop round and pull me out. Any chance?
Yeah, I can come around and pull you out.
How long will it take you to get over from Canada then?
They're not doing direct flights from Nova Scotia to London.
Right.
That's the bad news. Yep. The good news is I could probably come via Montreal.
Right, okay.
If you can come pick me up.
Montreal, that's really risky, is it? Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal's in Canada. Yeah.
Right. That's by...
It's a French bit.
Right. So it's a bit of rondis, is it? A spa up the top of those high street up brisker, is it?
Yeah, but if you think you've gone all the way to Lidl's, you've gone too far.
I got there, right.
They don't have Lidl's in Canada. You've gone right around.
I'll tell you what, right, this liquid starting to seep out of these corners now, right. I'll wrap them up, tie a knot in the end. I'll wait there 5 minutes. So if you're not here by then, I'll cut my own leg off. Fucking walk home. And I'll be on the podcast next week. How's that, boys? All right for you?
Yeah, that's fine. If that's good for you.
All right, lovely. This is Mike signing out now. I fucking to see you in a bit. See you later, boys. Tell her, boys. See you later. Bye, boys. Let's get my little fucking leg out the fucking thing. Tell her, boys.
That was
God, my... I wish I'd found an A-team script.
That was Mike there on the phone just checking in.
Brilliant, brilliant, Mike.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
He's a good lad. He's brave to be calling up that much, I got to say, because he's...
He's been through a lot as well.
He's been through a lot. He's been through the fucking ringers, Mike. He's been through the fucking ringers. He fucking got his bike run over by a fucking rubbish fucking truck at a fucking cabal for interchange. The next thing you know, his fucking spine comes out. He ends up in bed, laid up like a right cunt. Then he fucking decides to get up and go to the cabal for interchange again to find the fucking remnants of his fucking BMX bike. Then he decides to help the boys out. He clicked a couple of used connies for them because the work experience kids are only 17. He can't afford to buy them. If for the goodness of his heart, he gets some used connies for him. He goes up there. He comes back with four or five of these used connies. Next, he gets his fucking leg stuck in a fucking cattle grid. Outrageous. And then Reese, the young work experience boy, says he'll pick him up from fucking Nova Scotia, mate. And he's stuck out there in a fucking cold world. Poor bastard. Poor bastard. I feel for him. I really feel for him, I do. Poor lad. But he's got a lovely set of tits, though. Lovely set of nipples. Lovely.
Oh, God. Oh, famous dear. For his tits.
Did you know, actually, Mike was heavily into his bodybuilding in the sort of, you know, the 90s and through to the early 2000s. Then it all stopped and he's intermittently gone back, but he's always loved his physical prowess. He loves taking advantage of his arms and his legs and lifting up heavy stuff.
Taking advantage of his arms and his legs.
But when he was much younger, when he was 12, he was born with, and this is no joke, he told me this and he told me never to tell anyone, he was born with a 3-foot-long nipple that stank of piss. And for the first 12 years of his life, he had to wrap it around his body every day and it just leaked piss constantly. And he stank, absolutely stank. But he got a rat to chew it off when he was 13. And ever since then, he's never looked back. He's never looked back. Really proud of his body.
But lucky he came across that rat.
Yeah, and he has got one or two pictures of him when he's 12 with a 3-foot-long nipple. It was the left one, absolutely stinking of piss. And they used to call him Nipple Piss Bubbles. He's got a nipple piss bubbins and they treated him terribly, but you know, he got the rat to cut it off and he's much more accepted now. I personally would have said if I was one of his mates, you know, keep it on, mate. It makes you what you are. But he bowed down to peer pressure. But if you are listening to this, you know, feel free to tweet Mike Nipple Piss Bubbins.
Hashtag nipple piss bubbins.
Nipple piss bubbins. 3-foot-long nipple that just... It wasn't that it came out of the end of the nipple. The entire nipple had sweat glands that just exuded piss for the first 12 years of his life. Born with it. Born with it.
So was the nipple like a parasitic twin?
It was more of just a 3-foot-long nipple that stank of piss. It had no eyes, it had no mouth, it had no teeth, no arms. Just a very long, thick, almost like... Remember the adverts for, was it pepperami? The sort of sausage with the, it was a bit
really
like
angry sausage that go around like fucking things up.
Yeah, but he didn't have the face or the arms or legs. It was just very long. It was light brown. I remember because I knew Mike when I was about 10, and we used to go up the woods and he'd get it out and he'd go, look at that, and I'd smell it. We promised never to speak about it, but obviously he's not here today. Then, you know, this news has come out.
He hasn't really got a say in it now.
No. That's it, you know. But it's all good in hood, as they say. So that's pretty cool.
That is good.
What should we do now to fill time? Anything else we can do?
Could, I don't know. All right, what's people you're in school with, what's the weirdest thing one of them's doing now?
Well, I know one of them, when we were in school, used to do this little trick of he'd run into the, well, I don't know if I can say this, but I won't say his name, but he'd go into the toilets with, do you remember we had a drink called Tip Top as kids, a carton drink, which had orange.
If you were a cool kid, you wouldn't put a straw in it. You'd chew the bottom off and squirt it.
And you squirt it out, actually, yeah. Yeah. He reminded me of another story I'll tell you about there briefly, but this one was quite sick. It came with a red plastic straw with a very pointy end. And what he used to do at break time is he would buy the Tip Top, discard the drink it, get rid of it, whatever. Then he would take the straw into the toilets and he'd come back out of the straw with a type of liquid that can only be created by a human, a male human, hanging off the end of the straw. And then he proceeded to show everybody what the fuck was going on there. That was weird.
Kid I was in school with, quiet, didn't really say much. Turned out that he was a Nazi, and he was caught making pipe bombs.
Bloody hell! School or whilst he was in school?
After he left school, yeah.
Jesus Christ! I know it wasn't my school, but I know someone, quite a close friend, who has a terrible story about an incident with a French stick in a woodwork class. Or is it? Yeah, it's a French stick in a woodwork class. And all I can say is that the teacher stepped in and the French stick was thrown into a bin for everyone to see afterwards.
Oh, that's even worse than that.
Disgusting, isn't it? But
Another one person I was in school with is world darts champion, which is weird.
Oh, which one? What was his name?
Gerwin Price.
Well, now I was always fascinated with... there was a guy called Tony David who probably about 1999, 2001, the BDO or whatever, the World Darts Championships, and the Australian lad. And what I thought was amazing, he was actually a haemophiliac and he was playing with fire there by playing with darts every day. But the guy got through it and he won the fucking World Darts Championship. Was the kid good at darts in your school when you were there?
No, he ended up being like a professional rugby player and then he switched to darts and then he won all the darts.
That's good. Well, that's filled up a bit of content as well. So that's, you know, that's good.
It's not really, say it was good, but we did.
What else do we get up to now? Oh, hang on a minute, my phone's ringing.
Oh, it's Mike.
It's Mike. Shall I answer it?
Yeah, go for it.
Hello, Mike.
Are you what? It's Mike here. I'm just checking in now. I've been up at Gibraltar. Obviously, I was up there on my bike and I got run over by a dustbin truck and my spine come out and went back home. Obviously, come back out then, get a few used connies for the work experience lad. Ryan, whatever he's called, got him some used connies now, right? Coming back, obviously, I rang, my foot got stuck in a cattle grid and I waited for Ryan, or whatever his name is, to come back and pick me up from Tumbalum, Canada, wherever it is, right? Don't worry, I got my legs out. I'm fine, I'm back home. Problem is, it's a bit embarrassing, this is, lads. I've got home, right? I'm busting for the turd. I'm not gonna fucking pull any punches here. I wanted to shit, right? I got in, I got back to the house, right? Got the trousers down, went to sit on the toilet. I've fallen on the fucking toilet. Brush has gone up me, right up. So I got a fucking brush coming out the back end of my ass, right?
Which way, handle or brush first?
It's a fucking handle, right? So the brush is coming out the fucking end, right? Fucking painful as fucking is, right? On top of that, I just checked Twitter. There's a load of people treating me nipple piss bubbins. If you boys have been talking about me, if I get this brush out my ass, I'll be fucking you over, right? Next time I see you, understand me? Have you mentioned the nipple piss bubbins or what?
Have you
mentioned it?
John,
I have. I'm having fucking words with you boys, man. I am fucking tamping, you fucking bastards. I'm going to go and get this fucking brush out. When I came back, I want to fucking apologise for that, right? I'm going to go around and pull it because blood coming out the side, right? But you fucking sort it. I gotta go now. See you later, boys. See you later, boys. Ta-da. Ta-da, boys. See you later. Ta-da. Bye.
That was Mike. He's not happy. He's heard about nipple piss bubbins. And
yeah.
Don't know what to do about it. What do we do? Sort of an official apology or something?
We'll just have to hire a hitman to kill him before he kills you.
What do you do to hire a hitman? Do you just find someone who wants the money, or do you actually go on like the dark web?
I used to work in Currys with someone, and they claimed their uncle would kill anyone for $2,000.
Fucking hell. Did you get him to do it?
No. I was earning £3.50 an hour in Currys.
I suppose that, yeah. What was it? Now, I must say, I always felt there's a certain charm when you watch sort of American TV shows and people work in those really big sort of stores. On American TV shows, it looks like you might have a little cave at the back with a TV set up, and you'd have a bit of, you know, you'd have some free gear and you'd all hang out and you'd all like, was there anything fun like that involved in it?
Like I worked in the warehouse and it was like a small shop. Yeah. So it was me and a friend who worked down in there, and the shop was like quiet most of the time. Right. So, and we had lots of tape and lots of bubble wrap. So we just like make weapons, suits of armor, just have bubble wrap fights.
What year would that have been?
That would have been about 2000 to 2002. So we were still selling like VHS players.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But I remember the first time we had a DVD player and VHS player, like combi. TV, so we played both, and it was blowing everybody's mind.
Oh yeah, that is quite. Did you get to nick anything?
Loads, yeah, just TVs. That was it.
I worked in a Christmas tree decoration factory once.
A Christmas tree decoration factory.
It was insane. It was fucking insane. It was wonderful. It
should be the happiest place on earth.
Well, this is exactly why I took the job, right? Because I'd been working in Sainsbury's. And after doing that for a few years, I just walked out. I thought, I can't be fucked with this. So I left. And I needed to get a new job. And I was probably about 18. And so I looked through the jobs in the local paper. And it said, basically, it said Christmas tree decoration factory. And I was like, right, yeah, I'll go and do that. And I thought...
Where was it? The North Pole, just off of Gabalfa.
Well, I thought it would have been at the North Pole. It was actually in Moreland Park, just down towards Spitty in Newport. I don't know if anyone listening knows Moreland Park Industrial Estate, but it's definitely not particularly Christmassy. And I got there and they said, right, you've got to either get on an assembly line cutting meter-long lengths of tinsel, or you can sort of go on, I don't know, moving sort of snow spray around or something. And I said, yeah, all right, that's fine. And after I'd done the interview, they said, look, we've actually got a different position for you. It's called quality control manager. And I was like, yeah, go on. Do I have to wear a white coat or something? They said, just turn up on Monday. And I got in, and instead of being on the assembly line, they put me into an office with a man called Darren, who is I still know him to this day, and he's a fantastic bloke. He was in charge there at the time. And all you had to do was when these massive shipments of glass came in from Poland, all these baubles and stuff and silly string and all these plastic Christmas trees came in from China or whatever, you had to go to the warehouse, say there was 20,000, you then had to check 5 out of every 100 were okay, tick a box, and that was it. And after about 3 or 4 months, Darren left and I was left. Nobody said your job's gone now. So I was just left going into his office every day, turning on a computer, having a bacon sandwich, then going into the warehouse with a clipboard, taking my Casio 3.3-inch colour TV in, climbing on top of a mountain of boxes and watching This Morning whilst eating sandwiches. And I did that for fucking months. And it was fucking wonderful, but at the same time, horrific. One of the best memories of my life, yet also one of the worst memories at the same time. Fucking unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. But a great way to fill content for this podcast.
I had a summer job with the council, and we'd cut the grass in and sometimes do grave digging. And it was great. Wow. I loved it. It was outside. I'd walk a lot. I loved the job. And we got in trouble because it was a really hot, sunny day, and we'd been working our asses off, and we were in a graveyard. And the grass was like well maintained. It was nice and soft, and a couple of us fell asleep on graves.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
And then a funeral turned up, so it looked bad for the council.
Fucking hell. Oh, that's good. That is good. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just going to sip a drink. How are we doing for time? Do we carry this on, or do we, you know?
Oh, it's like 47 minutes. It's dead horses.
It's really literally just literally trying to, you know, yeah. Tie a horse to a bit of rope and drag it down a motorway, really. This really is the worst one we've done, I reckon, so far.
Yeah. So. I mean, you know, there's, if you're not making content, you may as well be dead. So at least we're alive.
Yeah. I think we should get a good shall I do the paranormal before we...
Yeah, go for it.
I'll just try and find something.
So let's do a race. Who can find a paranormal story fastest?
Oh, okay. Oh, hang on. Phone's ringing. It's Mike.
That's Mike.
Hello, Mike? Hello, boys. This is Mike again from a book about fur. Another full story, obviously. Well, a book about fur on my iron horse, too. Dead burner, BMX. Got hit by a desperate lorry. My spine come out. Got home for a lay down. then come round a bit. Felt a bit better. Went back up, book about fur. Look at my bike. From there, obviously, said, I guess some condoms used, of course, for your young lad, Ryland. Ryan, you're a milk experienced lad for this collection. Anyway, got four or five of them, pocketed them up, as you know, because I ran you earlier, headed back, got my leg stuck in a cattle grid, out towards Caerphilly, sort of way. Then Ryan, the work experience lad, got in, he said he'd come over from Canada, pick me up, sorted, got my leg out, fine. Got back to the house, went for the shit, as you know, last time I ran you, fell on top of the fucking toilet roll brush, went up handle, end up, was fucking right up, and then of course found out you were calling me nipple piss bubblings, which hasn't been amended, not very happy about that. Anyway, I got a brush out, absolutely fine to do a podcast next week, guys. So give me a shout, and if you're lucky, I'll bring some photos of my 3-foot long nipple from when I was 12. How's that sound, boys? Sorry about that, boys. Got a bit of residue coming out. Anyway, gotta go. Speak to you later, boys. See you later. See you up, club. Ta-da. Right. See you later, boys. Hey. Ta-da. Oh, that's Mike there. He's just left.
Yeah, just nice. Left. He's just gone. In and out. In and out, Bubbins.
Yeah. Well, on that note, really, should we wrap it up? Really, I suppose.
I got a paranormal story for you.
Oh yeah, go on. Something I found out
the other day, that in British Columbia, which is a province in this fine country of Canada,
I've heard of Canada,
is illegal to shoot Bigfoot.
And good on them. Good on them. Because
even though there's like nobody knows if he exists or not.
That's what I see. That's Canadians are good people.
So if he does exist. Just in case something exists, you shouldn't shoot it.
Yeah, which is fucking brilliant. Same with Santa Claus. Same with Jesus.
Yeah, don't drone strike Santa midair.
Yeah.
Okay. Good lord.
And on that absolute bomb of an ending, I think this is... Is there any chance you could play like some really sad, sort of like very sad rustic music as it ends?
Like this?
Oh, that's fine. Fuck me, this is the worst podcast ever. Just leave it
right. I was going to say it's a shame Mike couldn't come today, but he did actually call up a few times.
He made it over the phone, so I'm glad about that. We'll just let this roll for a bit, you know. There we go.
What are you going to do next? What's your plan?
For the rest of the night?
Yeah.
Probably watch a bit of TV. Or something to eat. Well, I've eaten earlier, but I might have a snack. Probably get a relatively early night. Get up, just chill tomorrow, I think. Nothing major. What about you?
I don't know. I gotta drive home. That's it. That's as far as my plan's gone so far. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. Well, how much longer is left on the music?
I think it just loops until I hit stop.
Right.
So,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's just end up with it. What a fucking.
Well, we should probably go and never talk of this again.
Yeah, just complete dustbin fire, really. But apologies to anyone.
Yeah, hopefully Michael have recovered from his various injuries.
Yeah. Nipple piss bubbins. Right, wicked.
Hashtag nipple piss bubbins on the Twitter. Like, smash the like button. subscribe. Before we do go, I was just going to say that the show, despite being awful,
fucking terrible,
one of the worst shows, probably the worst, if not one of the worst podcasts. We did get in the top 50 comedy shows on Apple Podcasts in the UK.
Fucking what a low standard of comedy the UK's going through right now.
Exactly. Fucking so, terrible. I don't know what that says about society as a whole, but it is worrying.
Broken Britain, mate. Broken Britain.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I suppose we just stop now then.
Yeah, I'm going to stop.
Okay.
Do you know what would be quite funny if we scream and I stop in the middle of a screaming?
Okay, yeah, should try it.
One, two, three.
Broadcast.
You must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.